We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go ahead. I mean, just go ahead. I mean, do it.
Wait, I'm waiting for the intro to start.
No, I mean, rev that bus up, because it needs to be revved up. I pushed the button too many times.
I was going to let the intro go.
I was so excited that you were back that I got jittery.
Back! What's up, y'all? I am back. As Steven Tyler once said, back in the saddle again. What's up? Happy Thursday, America! It's good to be back, baby! Hey, y'all doing? Did you have a good time? Everybody do a good job? Carlos did well. I listened for a handful of minutes on Monday and Tuesday. Thought he sounded good. But I got to tell you, as much as I appreciate...
That was not me. That was not me.
Oh,
I'm gonna put that back up there and hopefully. Well, no, I'm just gonna leave that down so that just in case that tries to do that.
Just in case it does anything else again. What a day! What a start to the show! I love it.
I have just decided though when I do eventually quit or get retired, this day might retire me.
When you get retired,
yeah. That I probably will just put my headphones down and just walk out.
You
just
should.
You know.
You should walk over here. You should fold them up. Just leave them sitting in the middle of the ring.
There we go.
Just leave them sitting.
Oh, if I'm doing that, I'm going out barefoot, though. Just cause. One last.
So how was everybody's Thanksgiving? And more importantly, Zoe, how was everybody's college rivalry weekend? I know. You got to keep in mind, this is the first time I've cracked a microphone since college football rivalry weekend. And just because you guys have gotten your opinions, your thoughts out on the air over the last 3 days, Rob Brown ain't. So it's my turn. Let's have a little fun on the radio broadcast today, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Rob Brown. It is a pleasure, as always, to be with you across the metaphorical glass from me today, in charge of all buttons, switches, levers, knobs, gears, pulleys, wheelies, and other simple machinery.
Don't mention
the
all
guy
that.
Responsible for every piece of audio that gets played, no matter when or where it gets played. He's still turning off buttons. The great one, Lonzo. How'd it go, man? You guys sounded like you were having a good time.
I thought
Carlos did good.
Everything was flawless till today. I don't know what happened. I really don't.
I accept no blame nor credit.
I know we are training someone. Maybe I should blame it on that.
It's that guy over there in the corner see on the stream.
Well, he was training.
He's just right over there.
It could be static electricity that caused the last thing
sure.
to fire.
Chemtrails.
There were some this morning. I noticed on my way in.
Yeah, just that the chemtrail. Powder, juice, dust. What do they drop? I don't know what they drop.
DNA, I believe.
Gotcha. Some wayward DNA got into the board, and that's you don't want to say that out of context.
You do not.
You don't want to say that out of context.
You know what? So you weren't here to hear about the fact, and I don't know if you knew this because you were out of town.
I'm horrified of where this sense is going after the one we just.
You were out of town, so you don't know this, and I can't wait to tell you about this. But Clemson lost to South Carolina. I don't know if you knew that. I felt obligated to mention that every single day. But you were in Florida, and maybe you didn't hear the news down there.
Turns out that while I was very much spending time with a couple of bottles of bourbon down on the Redneck Riviera, that we do have televisions and electricity.
Yeah, Clemson fans, I can't do my job today, but I can remind you of that.
Let's be real. That's going to be on your resume moving forward. Like, if you don't.
Hashtag
all
in.
If you ever needed a resume builder, you're like number three item would be antagonist in chief.
I like that. I like that. Especially towards a certain fan base. Although I am pretty effective in, you know, making everyone angry. So, I mean, there's that.
So, I will say that I did watch that game, and I've got thoughts. I've got thoughts, and you're going to get them throughout the course of the show today, all right? Marcus Satterfield on his way up to Nebraska to become the OC, it looks like, with Matt Rhule, the former Panthers coach with the Nebraska Cornhuskers. By the way, since I can pitch whatever the hell I want, now that I'm back on my mic for this show, I believe that there was one Views from Mint Street commenter that told you a number of weeks ago that Matt Rhule got let go from that job, not because it was the right time or Tep gave up or whatever else. Matt Rhule got let go of that job because Nebraska was going to hire him, and if they were to pay him at least $40 million, it was going to cost David Tepper nothing to fire Matt Rhule. Whereas had he waited till the end of the season, it would have cost him the base salary for the rest of the season. Where is Matt Rhule? Nebraska. And oh my, how the intertwining of stories comes together once again in sports as Marcus Satterfield is rumored. And I think at this point we can pretty much go ahead and say it's a fact because even Shano has been talking about it. Marcus Satterfield, the now former South Carolina offensive coordinator, is now on his way to join Matt Rhule, who he spent some time with in the past under the Cornhusker banner. And I will tell you, that move happened not just because Matt Rhule wanted Sat up there in Cornhusker territory. That move also happened because it saved Shane Beamer and Ray Tanner and Marcus Satterfield from an otherwise very awkward offseason. Right? Now, you look, Sat performed in the last two games. You go back to that Tennessee game. Sat so performed in that gig that even sitting here talking about it, I still don't believe that Marcus Satterfield was the only one calling plays against Tennessee and against Clemson.
So you're one of those guys. You're one of those guys that was online saying, oh, he's not really calling the plays. Look at how well they were doing. It can't be him. So, all right, so who was it? Who was it? Yeah. You got to adjust your tinfoil hat. You haven't had it on in a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Although spending time with family sometimes will make you need the hat.
Oh, yeah. There were some conspiracy theories around the Brown Thanksgiving table. You better believe it.
All right. So who called the plays then? If it wasn't Satterfield, who did it?
I don't know. That's why it's a conspiracy. I don't know, but I just don't understand how you could have 10 weeks of the most bland, vanilla, repetitive, not creative play calling that you've seen, and then all of the sudden, that's fine.
For 10 weeks, the Gamecock offense struggled. For 10 weeks, the numbers weren't there. Then, suddenly, a turnaround. 60-plus points against Tennessee. 31 on the road at Clemson. What happened? Lizard people? Aliens? lizard aliens. The evidence is all right there. Will you open your eyes? Will you wake up? Will you find the truth? Coming up next on the Rob Brown Show, the mystery of the South Carolina Gamecock offense.
I ran out of words.
You're pretty good for a minute. You're off on your timing.
I kept blowing the conspiracy.
It's like, you know, in a wrestling crowd where there's always a couple people who just can't get the timing down.
Gotta hit your spots.
Yeah, and it's you'll get it again.
It's been a minute.
We haven't played it in, I don't know, 3 or 4 months or something like that.
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. James said, not saying it's aliens, but it's definitely aliens. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I go 9 weeks. I don't know how the offense that put up 10 against Mizzou, the offense that did not score a point against Florida, suddenly goes out 2 weeks in a row and puts up 63-31 against the number 5 team in the country and then on the road at the number 7 team in the country. How the hell does that work? How's it work? Aliens! Lizard people that are aliens. I don't know.
So what you're trying to say is that South Carolina wasn't talented enough to win those games?
No, I'm saying they absolutely were talented enough to win those games, and they were talented enough. This team could have been, though, a freaking 10-win football team.
Potentially knocked two teams out of the playoff.
Not potentially, absolutely did.
Nah, Clemson wasn't getting that.
They might have.
I don't know.
They win that game, they beat Carolina. They absolutely have a better crack at it than Alabama, but they don't now. Now y'all left the door for Nick Saban to weasel his way in again.
That ain't happening.
I don't know, dude.
Potentially it could happen.
Yes.
All right, potentially it could.
Now, I will tell you, it's a massive long shot because there is something that would need to happen for Bama to slip in, which
Chaos. Is
Purdue would have to beat Michigan by about 50, which ain't going to happen. Right, Michigan's going to run Purdue off the football field.
There are two more likely losses than that, and that would be TCU losing, and that would definitely be
USC.
Utah stepping up.
Yeah.
Again.
I think if Purdue was to bump Michigan, Alabama could make an – it wouldn't work, but can make an argument to slip ahead of the two Big Ten teams, I think.
What if LSU beat Georgia?
Doesn't matter. They can't go. Not with three. They'd have gone with two.
No. I mean, how would it knock Georgia out?
No, Georgia's going. Okay. Georgia's a lock.
Michigan loses. Are they out? Because I don't think they are. I think Georgia and Michigan are both safe if they lose.
I think it would depend on how Michigan loses, right? If they get blown out by 30, no. But that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not.
So I'd say Georgia's a lock. I'd say Michigan's a lock. Bama's in if USC loses, if TCU loses.
Ohio State's in ahead of them, though. So two slots have to open up for Bama.
I took my tinfoil hat off. Let me put it back on to go into the argument that they would absolutely take a two-loss SEC team over a one if Purdue beat the hell out of Michigan, because it would make Ohio State's resume look a little bit weaker. All of that being said.
All right, stream. Calm down, okay? These are all hypotheticals, okay?
Yeah.
I know the other show doesn't do those, but we do.
We do hypotheticals on this show, all right? We do hypotheticals on this show. Kevin said, in all caps, LSU will not beat Georgia, OMG! Shocked face emoji. Ah. Yeah, I'm not saying they will, Kev. I'm not saying they will. Georgia's going to beat that. By the way, if Georgia plays the LSU that played Texas A&M on Saturday, Georgia's going to win by 40 points. And, you know, ordinarily sometimes I like to have an LOL in my day and go, so-and-so by 50, right? I'm not being a smartass when I tell you that I think Georgia can beat LSU by 40. The question is, will they, right? Georgia did what I thought they would, though, against Georgia Tech. They came out slow. They weren't necessarily trying to light up the scoreboard. It was just go get the dub, stay healthy, get ready for the SEC title game, right? Georgia Tech was up 7-0 on the Dogs for like a quarter and a half because Georgia was just kind of coasting. And they just waited until they exhausted the Ramblin' Wreck and then just ran it down their throats until it was ball game. That was all, which is exactly what I told you they were going to be. Exactly what they were going to be. And exactly what they were going to do. Georgia comes out against LSU and tries. They'll beat them by 40. Dead serious. LSU, I don't know, did they run out of gas against A&M? It doesn't matter. They're a three-loss team. They're not going to the dance. And even if they beat Georgia, Georgia is. So the SEC championship game, hilariously enough, Zoe, is kind of irrelevant if we're being honest, right? I mean, one of those two teams is going to get a banner to hang. LSU was going to hang their 2022 SEC Western Division Champions banner. Georgia is going to hang their 2022 Eastern Division Champions banner. And one of those two squads is going to get to hang a 2022 Southeastern Conference Championship banner. And Georgia's going to the dance either way. So it's kind of irrelevant. But it's fun to talk about. So, coming up on the show today, I have not gotten an opportunity to talk Clemson, South Carolina. I know the Tiger fans are over it. That is unfortunate for you because I haven't been here, so it's my turn, all right? And just like that, on cue comes the text, fan, Rob, here comes Gamecock Rob. He finally gets to crow. I'm not a Gamecock, my guy. I'm just a fan of football. It's one of those things that, and I will say this, I'll go ahead and stir it up. I've been off 3 days. Who cares? Why is it, Clemson fan, that you don't recognize that, oh, you're not a Clemson fan. You must be a Gamecock. No, that's not how that's not how it works.
It is.
Me not sitting here gassing up your team
doesn't
mean I am a Gamecock. Sorry, Lonzo, I didn't mean to talk over you.
No. I talked over you because you just came back and I've been making mistakes all day. And
Wes is going to be mad.
I would like to apologize for interrupting you, but I haven't had the opportunity in you know, a week or so, however long it's been since I've seen you. It's been, you know, it's been a while. So it's been almost 2 weeks. And I'm so glad to do this by saying that South Carolina beat Clemson. I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if you knew that. Hashtag all in. Obviously, the texter is hashtag all in. I'm sure they're still texting. You know, probably other shows still texting hashtag all in while slamming the team that they're still all in. But, you know, still working on that strongly worded email. It's gonna happen eventually. But, you know, I just want to mention, because I feel like I'm contractually obligated to say that, you know, the mini dynasty is over. And, you know, I know it hurts, but you're going back to where you were. And if I could use a wrestling term here, by the great AEW champion MJF, you are what you've always been, mid.
I saw a take this weekend that I kicked around in my stupid brain for a few days. And the more I kicked it around, the more I think it kind of might be true, Zoe. I think Clemson peaked. I think they peaked. Now, why they peaked, we'll have some discussion about, and we'll do that during the course of the show today. But I think Clemson peaked, and I think they peaked around 2018. And the question mark is going to be, can they get back to doing the things that got them there to get them back? There's a lot more variables than there were at that point in time, right? There's NIL to consider. There's a transfer portal to consider. And by the way, all things that Dabo has said he doesn't like. Now, I think, if I may take a bold stance, there are some people who are leaning pretty hefty on the, well, if Dabo doesn't NIL and he doesn't transfer portal, he's never going to do it again. It's like, all right, we got it. Dabo doesn't like it. Dabo doesn't use it except when he does. Whatever. And I think all that is there to some degree. But I think there's some other stuff going on, too. We're going to address that. Has Clemson peaked? Did they hit their cyclical high water mark, if you will? We'll talk about that. And is this an upswing? Is this an upswing for the South Carolina Gamecocks? Is this the beginning of their rise? I will say this. Let's pump the brakes just a little bit, Gamecock fans. Let's pump the brakes just a little bit, all right? Let's not start crowing that you are ready for a playoff run yet. There's some things left to do. We'll talk about that. Texas said Rob must have drank his Haterade this morning. He's obviously a Gamecock. He's influenced on a daily basis. Why do you think Dabo hasn't been on the show yet? Because Rob hates everything he stands for. Clearly.
Dabo hasn't been on the station. I mean, you know. Maybe he has. I don't get the opportunity to listen to that other show very often because I'm busy working elsewhere in the building. So maybe they've had him on. That would be the show he would go on. But I don't believe he's been on the station. I think you're trying to be singled out by someone who's butthurt because their team lost. Because I don't know if you knew this, but South Carolina beat Clemson Saturday.
Yeah, I saw it in the newspaper. I will say this. I have sat down and had lunch with Dabo Swinney more times than you have, Texter. All right? That's all I'll say, and I'll leave it right there. That's all I'll say, and I'll leave it right there. All right. Texter says, just want to point out that Ohio State's dynasty is over as well because Michigan owns Ohio State.
Dynasty isn't over. You know what is probably over? Ryan Day.
Yeah, you said that. Okay, stop. I'm coming to that in the show. Zoe said, I talked to Lonzo on Monday. We were doing the pod. No, Sunday after the game. We were doing the pod after the Panthers game. And, you know, Zoe and I like kicking back and forth for a minute before we go on the air. And Zoe said, if he loses again to Michigan next year, he's gone. I'm like, dude, he's 11-1 and to a playoff berth. Lonzo's like, it don't matter. Beat M or get the hell out. He didn't say that. I said that. But you get the point. So we're coming to that later in the show, too. All right, let's take a break. That one Clemson texter is on one this morning. He just hit me up again. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute from right now. Oh, look at this one that just came in, Lonzo. Of course Rob won't believe in SC. He's obviously a Tiger fan. He hates Beamer and everything he stands for. He's obviously all in because he's a bandwagoner. When everybody hates you, you're doing it right. My name is Rob Brown. I'm better than you, and you know it. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Up saying, God, it's good to be back.
You know, Kevin. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I just want to say maybe you haven't listened to me long enough, and that's fine. I have 2 college football teams. I have for...
You know, I've worked a lot of jobs over the years. I have been an insurance adjuster. I have been a bank teller and manager. I have worked retail. I have been a bartender and waiter. I've done a lot of jobs over the years. Sunday after the Panthers game, Lonzo and I hooked up on the StreamYard to record the Views from Mint Street podcast, available where major podcasts are found.
We got together, hooked up. I don't know if I would say it that way.
We linked up, whatever you want to call it.
All right.
We got together to do the podcast, and I told Zoe, I was like, "Dude, I have made a tragic mistake." He's like, "What?" He's like, "I should be working tomorrow, right?" Like, no other job have I ever had where I had a week-long vacation. It was like, man, I wish I was working. Sunday, I told Zoe, off the record, not recorded, just me being me. I was like, damn, I should not have taken tomorrow off. I should have taken the last 3 days of next week off. But I should be working tomorrow. I'm glad I'm back, man. I'm glad I'm back. Missed you guys. Missed this. Missed you guys. All right. Texter says, Rob is clearly a Michigan fan. He hates Ohio State and with a passion because he's a Harbaugh disciple and hates Ohio State because of Urban Meyer.
You might be onto something there, but I don't think he hates Ohio State.
I don't hate Ohio State.
He could.
I don't hate Ohio State.
There are people calling for Urban Meyer to come back, though.
There really are, dude.
I believe Desmond Howard actually.
Did he really?
He joked about that.
Dez.
On
there.
Yeah, he's on the down slide. He for sure is.
All right. I just love that Rob is clearly a blank fan because has become a template for a meme this morning. So glad I'm back. All right. So Clemson gets knocked off, and the question is...
Hold on a second. I need to point out what I'm putting on our chapters here, and it's Beamer Ball defeats All In. Hashtag All In. I just want to know. In case people, you know how chapters work. If you go to the free Odyssey app and say you're wondering what did Rob and Lonzo talk about in the last segment, hashtag All In, you can go back to that chapter and you can look at it and see what it's titled, which is Beamer Ball defeats All In, which is, I don't know if you knew this, but that's what happened last Saturday.
I had heard, actually.
I will stop next year.
Have the Tigers peaked, right? Have the Tigers peaked. After the game on Monday, because absolutely was I sitting around on Monday. We did, what did we do Monday? We really did. Oh, I went to Destin Monday. Went to the Boathouse on Monday. Just hung out, listened to my favorite cover band. But during the day, right? During the day, we didn't really have a whole heck of a lot to do. It's kind of chilled with the La Familia. So what was Rob doing but sitting at the table, show prepping for a show he didn't have that day or the next? And wouldn't you know it, I happened to find my way to a Clemson Tiger message board. Let me read you the first comment that showed up for me from a user called Apple Tiger User. Apple Tiger User. It says, quote, Dabo may have peaked on the downhill run now career-wise, question mark. And he says, quote, happens to lots of dudes, especially if you hit the big payday at middle age. I'm sure he'd love nothing more than to put his feet up and go fishing with the Bowden brothers and Spurrier off the Keys. I totally get it. He's going to have to figure out what he really wants with the next 10 years. If it's not Clemson football, then so be it. Clemson fans are smashing the panic button right now. Smashing the panic button.
It's one game, guys. I mean, it's one game.
It was two games.
Well, okay, fine.
I was smashing the panic button.
Yeah, but that's what they do, Rob. I know you haven't been around for that, but you've just seen the beginning of that.
Now, let's clarify this. As I have said a number of times, do you know what college football program would love to have so much success that barely missing the playoffs because you lost by a single point to your in-state rival is considered a massive disappointment worthy of smashing the panic button. You know which college football program would love to have that level of success? All of them. All of them wish they had that much success. That's just a fact. But they don't. There's very few. As we were talking about with Lonzo on Sunday, there are messages flying around the Ohio State message boards right now that if Ryan Day loses... By the way, Lonzo, what's Ohio State's record right now?
They've lost one game.
Yeah, they're 11-1. Hey, Lonzo, what are the odds that Ohio State could still make it into the college football playoffs?
They're pretty good.
Pretty good. I'd say about 40%. Yeah.
Could even make it in after tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. Could very well sneak in, right? And yet, one loss, and there's Buckeye fans, two losses to Michigan, and there are Buckeye fans ready to smash the eject button and send Ryan Day into the sun.
By the way,
what?
I'm not going to save this for Twitter trending topics because it applies to what you're talking about right now. Vrabel is trending and has been trending for 2 days now.
Are the Buckeyes calling for him?
No, people want Vrabel to replace Ryan Day.
What in the, and pardon my French, blue hell, dude. Sorry, maize and blue hell.
I told you. The funny.
Lonzo tells me that, and I'm like, dude, shut up. I'm like, Lonzo, knock it off, dude. He's like, I'm not kidding. I'm like, no, dude, you're not firing Ryan Day because he lost two games to Michigan when you are in the playoffs and might get back in this year. And Zoe's like, dude, you don't understand. Beating Michigan's more important than the playoffs. I'm like, stop it.
Well, I don't know if it's more important, but it's very important. Here's the reason why. Because how many times do you see a losing season for the Ohio State Buckeyes? You just don't.
You don't.
You don't see that. Someone has a losing season, they're out the next season. But I've seen other coaches who win a lot of games but can't beat Michigan and they're gone. That's just how it happens. But Ryan Day would make a great offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers.
Keegan just said, Clemson's now the guy in high school that was super cool and a really good athlete, but didn't go pro and won't stop coming to the high school games and trying to relive his glory days. Remember when?
Oh, that's a very accurate depiction of what the loud portion of Clemson fans are.
Let me read this text to the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307. Start your text with fan, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. Texter says, every fan base has keyboard crackheads. 3 weeks ago, people were calling for Beamer's head. And I would like to say, absolutely, that is correct. That is absolutely correct. After the loss to Mizzou and after the beatdown laid on the Gamecocks by the Gators of Florida, who then I think Joseph pointed out earlier, Florida then lost out, lost the next two, right? There were, and don't try to cover it up, Gamecock fans. There were some of y'all hitting the show up saying, Beamer got to go. He's not the guy, right? He's not the guy. He's not ready. He's not at that level. He can't do it. Every time the pressure builds, every time the Gamecocks are ready to turn a corner, Beamer fades. Welp! We said before the year, 6-6 is the lowest acceptable outcome. 7-5 would be a good step forward. 8-4, and I'll go back and pull the audio. I said 8-4 is a realistic possibility, but it would take at least one win that you did not expect. The Gamecocks got two. They got two, Tennessee and Clemson. No disrespect to the Gamecock fans. Y'all should not have expected to beat Clemson at Clemson, all right? Not after Florida, not after Mizzou. I don't care. I know it's a Tennessee win, but again, that Tennessee win was such the anomaly, right? Nobody expected South Carolina to beat Tennessee for sure. There might have been some of y'all that realistically thought there was upset potential, but the majority of people who were on the radio last Friday saying, oh yeah, South Carolina's got a real chance here. Real chance to upset. I think they were playing a fan base, right? They playing a fan base. I thought it could be close. I didn't think they'd win. But yes, every team has their, quote, keyboard crackheads, end quote. But I'm looking through the Clemson Tiger message boards on Monday, and all I see is Clemson fans going, "Devil's done. It's got to go," right? Send them fishing with the Bowden brothers and Steve Spurrier. Send them down to the Keys. Put them on a boat. Get them up out of here. It's time to move on. I'm like, dude, calm down.
They're having flashbacks of this. If you're watching on the stream, you see that I'm holding up my hand, and there are five, you know, fingers there. The five wins in a row that South Carolina had, and how people were wanting Dabo gone then. They're remembering that.
It's just panic, right? It's just panic.
It is. Here's
because one leads to two to three, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and then you got to do it all over again.
There you go.
It's just panic.
Here's the problem with Clemson. They've lost too many assistant coaches that were a big part of the team. And Trevor and Deshaun, that's a thing that doesn't happen. I mean, there are teams who are able to reload, and it looked like Clemson was that team for a while, but the mini dynasty appears to be over.
Look, it's real simple.
You still could win the ACC. I don't know how much that means.
I think you will, by the way. Going to be a double-digit dog over a North Carolina team that has dropped, what, two of their last three and four of their last five, or three of their last five? Going to be a favorite in Charlotte. I really want to go up there for that game. I really want to go up for that game. Anyway, during his radio show after the L, a Clemson fan asked Dabo if he was going to make some changes to the coaching staff. Sweeney said, quote, "Well, that's what I get paid to do. All I can tell you is I'm going to do my job. And if it comes a time where people don't like how I do my job, then they can hire somebody else. But until then, I ain't ever going to make." I like that Jimbo absolutely morphed there. "But I ain't ever going to make decisions based on what other people want me to do. I can tell you that. If I did that, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you tonight," end quote. Then he said after that, quote, "If that's the mindset of Clemson," so the setup there was that the team is 10-2 and they're not going to make it to the college football playoff spot, right? He said, quote, "If that's the mindset of Clemson, there will be a new head coach here and there will be a new staff every year and will be a very mediocre, inconsistent program. That's how I look at it." Basically what he's saying, and this is what I found really interesting. What he is saying is, hey, if you expect to make it to the playoffs every year and you don't make it to the playoffs and you have the reaction that you're having to me right now, then I'll be gone. My coaches will be gone. You guys will be rotating coaches every year and it's going to suck for you, right? Basically said, hey, be happy with 10-2. Be happy with an ACC championship game. We'll make it back to the big picture when we make it back to the big picture. Right? Yo, Dabo's reeling a little bit. And it's understandable. Of course he's reeling. He just lost the biggest game that he's lost so far as the head coach of the Tigers. Biggest L so far. Because not only does it knock Clemson out of the playoffs, but now the Gamecock fans are over there like, "Oh, baby, we back. We're in this thing. We can get them again," right? It's a big out. And he's reeling a little bit. And again, nothing wrong with that. But the question is, are they on the drop-off while South Carolina's on the rise? And we'll continue to talk about that as the show rolls on. Got to take our final break of this hour. We'll come back. We'll put a bow on it. Hour number two, let's be real. We're probably going to stay right here and keep talking about it. South Carolina downs Clemson 31-30. It's Fallout Thursday. Rob Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show, rolls on. This is the Fan Upstate, y'all.
I'm upset, Rob. I'm upset about something. All right, my clever title that I put in for chapters, I think someone at corporate is a Clemson fan because they erased it. I'm going to put it back in, though. They erased it. It's gone.
C-O-N. Conspiracy.
I happen to know that someone who works there is a Clemson fan because the orange that is now in our logo has something to do with someone being a graduate.
Is that true? Wow.
There's always a hint of truth in all conspiracy. So that's what makes it.
You just made that up, and I'm hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, no. Well, I was told by a higher up, which I believe is trustworthy. So there's that.
Okay.
Quit erasing my stuff, corporate.
Okay. I'll look into that. I'm curious. I mean, ain't enough numbers on my paycheck to matter, but, you know, I'm interested. All right. Texter said, to reference Revenge of the Nerds, which is always going to get you on this show. To reference Revenge of the Nerds, do you want to live in the ascendancy of college football team's success or its decline? The Gamecocks are on the rise. That's from Cocky for a reason. Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for texting in. Texter said, Rob Brown, how dare you leave us for 3 days after that Clemson upset? Carlos with a K was good, but we needed you. I mean, I'm back. Listen, as I pointed out, there was a part of me, Lonzo, that was going to text Carlos and be like, hey, can you do Thursday instead of Monday? Right? Let me do Monday. I'll just work Monday. You take Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'll be back Friday.
You know, you could have called in. It's your show.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that to him. Like, if it would have been somebody from here, if it had been like one of our local guys that was filling in for me, 100% would have called in. But my man Kay, working up from the big city, you know, I didn't want to be like, hey, Carlos, I know you built a show. I know you built a flow. I know you're stepping in. But I'm going to call in and guest host a segment on my own show that you did all the prep work for. I wasn't about to do that to him. He didn't deserve that. But we appreciate him having stepped in to do that for us. Thank you very much, Carlos. Anyway, I don't know, man. So what's the thought here, yeah? What's the thought here? Is Clemson on a decline? Is USC on a rise? Or is this overreaction to a rivalry game? It is a rivalry game. You were going to get the best. Carolina could throw at you. And they went on the road. And by the way, let me just say that this whole thing about Clemson was cocky and Clemson came in arrogant and Clemson that, dude, I think Clemson came to play football. I think you got not the best performance we had seen. That would have been against Miami last week. But I think Clemson played, with the exception of, and it's not all on DJ, but we'd be lying to say DJ Uiagalelei had a good day. He did not.
I didn't. Again, I'm not unaware that he plays defense or special teams because South Carolina put up a lot of points. That had nothing to do with DJ.
Yeah.
And your question that you ask, I think there has been a decline at Clemson for a couple years, and it has to do with, again, losing some of their assistant coaches and the fact that Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson aren't there anymore. And people have a standard, think they're going to get that next guy, that next big guy, because they did it 2 years in a row, and it doesn't always happen that way. And as far as South Carolina goes, the Tennessee win makes it look a little more like the trajectory is up because you got 63 points on Tennessee, then you beat Clemson, your rival. So without the Tennessee win, it would be like, yeah, South Carolina just got lucky. But because of the Tennessee win, it looks more like an upward trend.
Here's a question I want to ask coming up in the next hour. And Clemson fans, I know it has been a long week for you. I know it's been a struggle for you. I get it. But I'm going to give you a crack at it. I want your honest evaluation of the program. This was my thought. You guys were very, very fortunate to be able to string together a trio of exceptional quarterbacks. Right? Kelly, Deshaun, Trevor. A trio of exceptionally good quarterbacks.
DJ was supposed to be next in that line. He's not. Okay? I like DJ. He's a great dude. I've had the opportunity to interview him, what, three times? Stellar dude. Like him a lot. But very clearly does not fall into the mold of Kelly, Deshaun, and Trevor. Right? It's obvious. Has Dabo been carried? And he's not alone. You know what? Hold that. I'm going to give you another head coach. Another head coach who was propped up to, he's the next this guy, that guy. He's the next legend. Based solely on having the right guy under center at the right time. And I'm going to ask the question, is it a ridiculous concept that maybe Dabo is in that group, but he just hit on more of those guys? I'm going to set that up when we come back. I just stumbled into a damn good thought. Happens once a month. I'll give it to you when we come back. Robin the Great One, you're listening to the Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.